Hi, welcome back to Kets, where everything is made up and the points don't matter. That's actually whose line is it anyways introduction, but I thought we'd steal it, appropriate it. Clodagh, how you doing? How you doing, sweetheart?
How you doing, sweetheart? I'm doing very, very good. I'm feeling very positive this Monday morning.
All right. Did you like that mobster?
I did.
Accents I've got. Italian mobster, huh?
I actually associate it with friends. That's Joey's like catchphrase. How you doing?
Oh, that's true. I feel like I could, you know, be very cool with this sort of, hey, how you doing? Show me them feet, sweetheart. Doesn't make much sense.
Get out the door. What am I paying you for?
Not paying us for poor Italian mobsters. But whilst we've got you with the Italian introduction, it's what the kids call clickbait, Chloe. I've been doing my research. If you are here, remember to like the video. It's already getting very YouTube-y. And if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, make sure that you subscribe to that channel and show some love. We're going to put the where you sort of rate the podcast on Apple Podcasts. It helps us get bumped up in the ratings, the rankings, and we love reading them. So
you give it a little sneaky 5-star. You know you want to.
Exactly. If you can do it for your Uber driver, you can do it for us. What you have to say to that, Chloe?
Exactly. Go do it. We'll wait. We'll wait for you to do it.
Yeah.
Welcome back from rating us 5 stars. We thank you kindly.
Wow. Nice and cocky. I mean, I felt we were going to start off very cocky because of that Italian mobster impersonation. It's not my best impersonation. I've got an Oscar Pistorius one that gets me into a lot of trouble around dinner tables. I'm not really invited to those sort of functions.
What's your Oscar Pistorius one?
No, I need a lot of space. I'm on my knees. There's lots of gunshot sounds. It's not a good one, but
we had a run yesterday, which was we just heard gunshots for like 20% of the time. There's a military base near to where we run. It's pretty scary.
Militant.
Militant base.
No, a military base, but oh. I was feeling militant. No.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, you're right on the nose. Okay, enough of this madness. Chloe, your show and tell, please.
My show and tell. So I brought along some Compril. I'm currently on my period. But my question is, why do they not make medicine for PMS?
Don't they?
No, well, not that I know of. If there is, drop the suggestions down below. Because for me, when I'm on my period, I don't really feel like I get overly irritable. Maybe Samuel would argue otherwise. But I do feel like I just cry at everything. Like I had this dream the other night where I was pregnant and I had twins and I'd like genuinely love them. And then I woke up and yesterday I was really sad about it.
Sure.
I was just crying.
R.I.P. Double homicide for those twins. Shame. No, periods are heck. You know what the worst thing about being on a period is?
Oh, from your experience.
From my male perspective, yeah. I was going to say, is being on your period. I don't get the whole guy sort of opinion like, oh, she's on her period. I get where the joke comes from. But if I bled from my dick once a month, I would be the biggest nightmare. Mm. You could like greet me and I would tear you down.
Mm. I don't even get upset that I get my period. I think that just sometimes I just feel like my emotions are being messed with.
No, for sure. I'm saying it would just put me in a bad mood, you know, and that's not even with all the hormonal imbalance. The white heterosexual man is going to pause there because I can only go astray in this conversation. There's no upside for me. So click fingers. Women run the world. It's true. Feminism. Don't have your period. Rather go to Miami, lose your mind. Dale. Pitbull hasn't had one period the whole time he's been alive.
But he's been there, done that.
That's also true.
He has been there, done that. Samuel, what's your show and tell?
My show and tell. Well, I'll show and tell you.
Oh.
You might look at this and go, oh, that's just a shoe. Well, that's a shoe that's run 21 kilometers. And for other people who don't know what that is, it's a half marathon. I'm kind of tearing up at the prospect. But yeah, I did a half marathon. I mean, I hadn't done it until I've told people about it. Now I've told people about it and that means I've done it.
But did it happen? Because it's not on Strava, so.
It isn't on Strava because it was so slow. Also because I didn't have a phone and I nearly died. For context, I'll give you context. my roommate kind of teased me and said, I bet you can't kind of like run a half marathon. But then I was doing nothing and I was like, you know, dare to be great, Wellies. Get out there and seize the day. And so I did. I was also like, how hard can a half marathon be? Very hard. But again, you've got to plan these things, and I didn't. It's like a lot of my life. I just thought I could run up Kloof Neck and then down the mountain into Camps Bay. It was so slow and so painful. 15 kilometers in, I had a nervous breakdown because I knew I had to come back up this mountain. So for the first time in my life, I went to a bootlegger's and begged. I begged for water. They didn't let me inside, but they let me have water. So bootleggers in Camps Bay. And a lovely waitress called Owetu. I must still come back and have a lovely breakfast. Thank you so much for saving my life. But my word, crying in a bootlegger's.
I just don't understand. First of all, that's like probably one of the hardest routes in Cape Town. Like the massive hills up and down for your first 21 kilometers. And secondly, Sam's been having ongoing injuries or with his hamstring. What if something had happened, you didn't have your phone?
Dare to be great, Chloe. No, I will run with my... Ah, yes. You see, that's my knee. Oh, double knee. Clack, clack. I hope you heard that. Just recounting the marathon, they started train clickety-clackety. But no, it was stupid. I have a lot of respect for people who do half marathons. I have twice the amount of respect for people who do marathons. That's terrible.
I think maybe I must just get you one of those ones that go on the side of your arm.
Yes. But if you do see either of Chloe and I running, scream. There were like three or four people who screamed at me, and it really did motivate me because I was like, I can't look like a piece of shit out here. Yeah. Someone just screamed, cats! And I was like, this is what I needed. This is exactly what I needed. But yeah, running is beautiful. I'd advise it.
Mm.
You know what is also key to running, or you have to be good at running, is to partake in the Squid Games. That's right, everyone. We've been watching the Squid Games like the rest of the world. Chloe, what have you liked about the Squid Games?
So many things. Beautiful main characters. Absolutely beautiful. And I loved the inclusion of children's games. Like, I really enjoyed that. I don't know what
that's
game...
That's central to the plot, yes.
No, I know. But I mean, it's like this terrible horror. And they play children's games in a game of life and death. I really enjoyed that. What game in Squid Games that they played do you think you would win?
Oh, in Squid Games, definitely the licking game.
It's not the licking game, but yes.
What is it called?
They use a little needle. Oh,
but it's our favorite, the main character started licking away. And I was like, I could do that. The other games, you know, with red light, green light, when it as soon as someone got shot, I'm not going to stand there and be still. I'm going to freak the fuck out like the majority of the people that died.
It's basically K-I-N-G spells king. It's like a different version of that.
I'm more of a fan of the Korean versions, not your Western interpretation.
Okay.
I can speak South Korean, believe it or not. That was actually the name of my South Korean friend, Hyun Bin. He's a good guy. Rumor has it he died in the Squid Games.
Mm. Terrible.
imagine that.
Personally.
Or marbles. I would have loved to play marbles with some old man with dementia. Would have beaten him, that's for sure.
I think red light, green light would have been my thing. No.
Okay.
No. Didn't go like that. No.
I'm not very good at singing things.
No. Yeah.
But yeah. Did you... what about the stabbing game? The actual Squid Game at the end? I could never do that.
I actually couldn't tell if that was... If they just gave them knives to see what they would do with them. Because I don't think that was an actual game.
Yeah. The game is life.
Because the last game was Squid Game. Which I would be terrible at. I still don't understand how they played that. But
yeah. And don't even dare watch the dubbed version. Good heavens.
Oh my goodness. Netflix has just started doing that. All of a sudden they were speaking English. And the English actors in Squid Games are atrocious. I don't know if maybe it's...
I think that's what South Korea thinks of like Americans. Like,
yes.
And I was like, fair. They are so stupid.
And I think, I don't know if it was on purpose or not, maybe to sort of highlight how vapid America is and how over the top they are, like just the way that they were talking.
Mm.
I read something else that they made them speak really slowly and clearly so that people who had like a basic understanding of English could understand them.
Okay. Well, that does make sense.
Maybe it wasn't you know, so unintentional.
And there are a lot of like theories flying around about what's happened there. I got a big one. I saw, well, this is my theory. And that's, did you know that Squid Game is not allowed to be shown in North Korea? That and like basic human rights, not big on that in Kim Jong-un. But now when I was like making up this theory, I was like, let me check out North Korea. What do I actually know outside of The Interview, which is a ridiculous but funny film about North Korea? So North Korea has 3 television channels, power cuts every night, and at elections, there's only one candidate to choose from. North Korea is South Africa.
Yeah, I was going to say.
There are a lot of similarities, and that's crazy.
Have you also seen Kim Jong-un?
That's his name.
He's a skinny legend now.
Chloe, don't body shame people on the podcast. You've got into trouble about this before.
He's lost a lot of weight.
And good for him.
Yeah, good for him.
Weed is also legal in North Korea, which I find bizarre. But the best piece of North Korean propaganda is not the fact that they've created a fake village on the border with South Korea to make it look like North Korea's a cool place to stay. No one lives there, and the only time people are there are cleaners to make sure it looks clean, and it's terrifying. A fake village. But the best piece of propaganda didn't come from Supreme Leader Kim Jong-un. It came from another great leader, Donald Trump. Because when he was asked about North Korea, and bear with me, folks, he said, "They have a great beaches. You see that whenever they're exploding their cannons into the ocean." I said, "Boy, look at that view. Wouldn't that make a great condo?" He literally said that. I mean, I miss Trump.
He actually say that?
He said that.
Sometimes I can't tell when you're joking or not.
But that was the great thing about Donald Trump. It was like, real or not real, it's all real. I miss Trump. He was great for the news.
I mean, he's not dead. He's still around. He's still banging around.
Yes, yes. But you had some interesting things you wanted to touch on today, I believe.
Yeah. Well, maybe bring him more back to some local news.
Okay.
In KZN, a Zululand district municipality mayor called Thulasizwe Buthelezi has basically spent 5 million rand on a breakfast.
For who?
For who? This is basically
for the... Or is it for whom?
For whom? Many people actually. So apparently they rented like over 100 rooms. It was this lavish breakfast, but it was basically for a political party. It was the IFP-led municipality, apparently.
Oh, no.
So, and he's saying this is just a political stunt that the government's trying to pull, questioning him about where this money's gone. And that he said that the allegations are unfounded. How do you spend 5 million rand on breakfast?
Well, I don't know. Go to any breakfast shop or restaurant in Cape Town. You get a croissant and a coffee and they don't even bat an eyelid. It's 100 schmacaronis. No. 5 million rand on a breakfast.
I mean, yeah, of course it's a bit clickbaity. I mean, the hotel fees and whatever, but
Can't be spending 5 million rand on a breakfast. Yeah. You know what? I read something also in the news that like to have a decent standard of living, whatever the hell that means. I think this was in an IOL
News
24. It's you have to earn something like 7.5.
Yeah.
Excuse me, there's another burp on the podcast. You have to earn like 7,500 rand.
Yeah,
and are out here dropping 5 million rand on a breakfast.
And handing out 350 rand social grants.
Gee, you know what 500 rand can get you? Your dog back.
I also saw that.
The craziest story ever. So this lady is just walking, running, doing her thing on Table Mountain.
Yeah.
And then her dog gets kidnapped. But it doesn't... Dog's nap. It's a cute little hashtag to follow on Instagram. And then her dog is kidnapped. And it's so clever. I was like, how did the kidnappers get her number? It's on the dog. Obviously. Oh. So they phone her and demand a ransom. And they wanted 500 rand. I was like, this dog must be ugly, son. Like an old ugly dog.
I think it was a little chihuahua, so it was quite ugly.
Ooh. Anyway, and then she did this whole deal at Blue Root Mall with the police. But then some of the police didn't arrest the people, but she got her dog back and paid money. And I was like, if this isn't the most South African thing I've heard all week.
It's just business, baby. That's actually genius. Terrible, but genius.
That's true.
Yeah.
How much Clodog would you pay to get a dog back? One of your own, of course.
Oh my goodness. I'd pay everything I have, which is about 3,000 rand, so...
You'd pay everything you have for a dog?
For my dogs, yeah.
Oh, no.
Not just a dog. I love my dogs.
I don't think I could break the bank for a dog.
I'd pay a little bit more for my dog, Maya. Sorry, Lola, if you're watching. I think Sam would agree.
Lola's too dumb to even know how to stream a podcast. Stupid dog.
Stupid dog. Maya's clever. Everyone says that about their dog. But my dog's actually advanced.
It's like babies. Everyone's like, oh, look, my baby's so cute. And like, sometimes the baby is cute.
Mm.
And then sometimes the baby ain't cute. Like you got that Megamind corp and you're just like,
I often
get
find
it away.
The ugliest babies turn out to be the most attractive kids. And it's the inverse. Like if your baby's cute when it's born, you better just hope for the future.
Yeah, I was a cute baby. Now look at me. So sad.
No, Sam, that's not true.
So, so sad. Would you go and live in North Korea?
I don't think you can. Can you?
Apparently, it's actually quite easy to visit it.
Really?
It's good enough. That's the challenge. No, in terms of tourism,
yeah.
If you're not like a member of the media, apparently you can come in quite easily.
Oh, wow. I watched a video on this guy who went into North Korea undercover because apparently there's strict laws on what you can film and what you can't if you don't have a media license. And he filmed this like hour-long undercover video in North Korea and it's crazy. He had to take the all the labeling off of his like Western products, so like Coca-Cola. If you want to bring that in, you have to take the label off on the train into North Korea. It's crazy, yeah.
What are they, Pepsi, sort of? Imagine that, Pepsi, like we sponsor North Korea. That would be awesome.
I actually wouldn't be surprised. Okay, but this is depressing, right? So in good news, Cape Town.
You said it was depressing. Oh, no, the conversation is depressing.
Yes, I want to share some good news.
Because,
you know, we don't often hear good news. The United Kingdom is accepting South Africa's digital vaccine certificate, which is very exciting.
It's
off the red list as of today.
It's about time. They sold us these vaccines, then we used the vaccines, and then they said the vaccines weren't good enough. It was absolutely ridiculous. So I'm boycotting the UK. I'm not going to travel there for a bit, mainly because I don't have any money to travel.
Yeah.
That I'm boycotting a lot of countries.
That would be my reason as well. But it just feels good to know that you can, you know, like we're not on the red list anymore.
I hate them.
I hate them. Why?
How can they do that to us? You know?
I know.
They colonized us, then they colonize us again. Ah, it's just too much.
Yeah. But I was trying to make this good news.
Oh, so what is the good news? Oh, that is the good news.
That is the good news. Maybe other good news is that the Argus happened this weekend, which was exciting. I don't know if it happened last year. Am I being ignorant?
No, it didn't. COVID was bad last year.
So it is very exciting. It's obviously the largest timed cycle race in the world.
Obviously. So really? You just peppered that in there.
No, it is. Yeah. And it's brilliant for our economy. So.
Okay.
Good news.
Good news.
Maybe we won't get load shedding tonight.
Double thumbs up from Chloe. Well, I live in an area that doesn't get load shedding. I'm rich. Not really, but this area just doesn't get load shedding. I don't know. I have zero aspirations to ride in the Argus.
Oh, me too.
Guys, have you ever been on a bicycle? That thing takes your bum for a literal ride. It is terribly painful.
Even to spinning class with my mom. When you walk out of there, you're hobbling.
What is up with those spinning class people's...
And Soul Cycle.
They bring weird energy to the world.
They do. Hey, isn't there that really funny girl on TikTok? Well, she's like really hot. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, this confuses me sexually. as most things in life do. I looked at a piece of bread the other day and I was like, I had some sort of feelings towards it.
As long as it wasn't someone else's sourdough.
No, your sourdough is the only sourdough I eat. But it's also very hot today. Global warming.
Global warming is happening.
It is. And now that you've heard it from me and not Greta Thunberg, you might recycle. Or don't. Recycling is, it's hard to do.
It is.
I'm joking. You must definitely recycle. Chloe doesn't. She chucks everything into the trash.
I do recycle.
And then when she throws it into the trash, she goes, ha ha ha, I'm not going to be alive.
It literally making no sense.
That fake laugh she just did is as fake as her attempts to recycle.
At Sam's apartment, there's no recycling bin. At my house, there is a recycling bin. And I recycle there.
I recycle in spirit. I go, I support the movement. I'm just still working it out.
Okay.
Black Lives Matter. No, we should recycle. Whether it's feasible always to recycle, upcycle. How funny is that stuff when people, I saw something and they were saying, you know, stop going and buying clothes at a thrift shop that are too, or size oversized. Too big. Like this. This is oversized because you're taking all of larger people's clothes away from them. And I was like, I can't live in this world anymore.
No. And it was a thing that people were sharing. Like people were like, yes, because people would buy, people would buy oversized clothing. And then you, like Sam's saying, you upcycle them and you need excess fabric in order to upcycle something. You can't buy something your size. And then it is so dumb.
I know.
Keep doing you, guys. Go
keep
and,
doing you. Yeah. No, it. And then also Dave Chappelle released a Netflix special. And
I haven't watched it.
I've watched half of it. Mm-hmm. And now he's apparently getting cancelled. But it's like you can't cancel a millionaire comedian. It's impossible.
Why is he getting cancelled?
Because there are a lot of LGBTQ jokes. And it's like very hectic. And I've read a few articles. It's transphobic. Mm-hmm. It's this and that. And I'll be honest, I really don't know enough about the trans community to have a valid opinion on this sort of stuff. And like I said, we don't always need to have opinions about everything. Even the thing about opinions being like assholes, everyone has one and yours probably stinks. It's a bit of a cliche, but it's true. You know what I mean? But I mean, my big takeaway from like the realm of comedy is that comedians are going to push boundaries. They are going to insult people. And like I said, I fundamentally don't believe in canceling.
Yeah, me too. It just denies.
Not a big shock coming from two white people, but yeah.
No, canceling as a concept, it's how can you just write someone off? Excuse me.
Except your car. If that's a write-off, it hasn't been canceled. Ask daddy for more money.
It just denies people's ability to change.
No,
to do
for
better.
Sure.
There are some things that you should be criminally held accountable for.
That's called the law.
The law, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, in the way you like canceled by the law.
Exactly.
Know?
No one's like knocks over someone drunk driving and be like, oh, this cancel culture is ridiculous.
I think being canceled by the law is being put to death.
Yeah. I also hate how much we have to speak about cancel culture. You know, have your opinions. Do you? Mm. Don't be afraid. Also, don't be cuck to people. Don't be horrible to people. I mean, I never go out of my way to offend someone.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, we can't say anything anymore. Like, you still treat others with respect.
Yeah, but we do need to be a bit more brave in terms of how we share opinions, ideas, especially if you are, like, say, podcasting or doing stand-up or making art. You got to go for it because otherwise, ay, ay, ay. That's why I make lots of jokes about... Don't cancel me. No, you just gotta just stop being such a big baby and say what you want to say.
Yeah, 100%. That's it. That's the show.
That's gonna get taken out of context. We're transphobic somehow. We weren't even speaking about that. But it's always polarizing when someone has as big a platform as Dave Chappelle. Like he says in the special, some people call me the goat. And he is very high. So I completely get when people in the trans community go like, this could have been my hero. Now he's bashing them. But I don't know.
I get that.
I'm not intelligent enough to work out an opinion for millions of people to have. I am intelligent enough not to put my phone on silent. And it's pinging away. Oh, it's Dave Chappelle. He said, have you watched the special yet? Half of it, Dave. Keep doing you.
It obviously wasn't that good if you only watched half of it.
No, I fell asleep. Not because it was like 1:30 in the morning. Yeah. But this was after my half marathon. My body refused to go. It was in so much pain, I couldn't go to sleep. So I watched some Dave Chappelle.
That's awesome. What's your opinion on Fish Force?
What did you say?
Your opinion on Fish Force.
Fish Force.
Yeah, traditional. What's it? They say it's traditional hake sausage. Fish
Force. Yes. Our good friend Mike Wright was talking about this on his show, Le Scarf. It's not a show. It's a newspaper or news outlet. Go check it out.
Yeah.
Le Scarf.
Yeah.
So my opinion on Fish Force. Wow. Where to begin?
I don't think I like it. Apparently Twitter's been popping off. People are not happy.
But apparently it's also delicious.
But why is it traditional? Have you ever heard of that before?
No, but I don't do much fishing, so.
Fish wars. Ooh.
I can see it being delicious. It's like a pork banger, but with, hey, yeah. Like when you eat something and you don't really know what it tastes like, you often go, oh, that tastes like chicken. I'm sure this is what fish wars tastes like.
It probably tastes like pate, like snook pate.
Oh, no. Okay, I'm out then.
It's literally like being put into a blender with seasoning. No, mm-hmm. I think it could be quite nice.
It could be quite nice.
Maybe we should try it next week.
Okay, fish wars. Everyone, let's support Woolies. They really need it. They've been through tough times. Go get some fish force and try it out. I'm going to try it out.
Let us know. Yeah. Maybe I think we're going to have a bribe this week. We'll get some footage and we'll include it in next week's episode.
Fish force, yes.
Fish force.
Don't feel, I know you guys take what we say very seriously. Don't feel under too much pressure to get fish force.
If you're under pressure, go do it.
I just love a good buri roll, hey? A buri roll you slap. You slap some tomato sauce. I mean, obviously the tomato sauce like falls over your hand as well. Tomato sauce, do something about your glass jar option. It's very inconvenient. But there's just something about a buri roll.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's quite a sexual...
So good.
It's a sexual treat.
Post-sex
buri roll. That's disgusting. Speaking of things that are disgusting, I want to get this off my chest because I've always been big into the political side of South Africa.
Yeah.
And we did some satire about that early on in Kids Eat Toast. But my former South African political hero, yeah. Zweli Mkhize, you know, the former Minister of Health, he looked like he was doing so well at the start. And you know, maybe that's just the Jacob effect, that if we have anyone who even kind of looks competent, we're like, this guy's amazing. same thing with Cyril. And so he was implicated in the 150 million rand digital vibe scandal where his family directly profited from it. And it's a massive corruption scandal. He was put on leave, a paid fucking holiday, which also boils my blood.
Oh my goodness.
And then Ramaphosa recently came out and said he knows people are calling for heads and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But we must remember all the good work that Dr. Mkhize did during the pandemic. And it just makes me, I sound a bit like a Constantia mom at Vida having a coffee. Mm. But they don't actually talk about politics anyway. They're just like, these funny money guys. Hey, will they give me a break? Well, they give me a break, okay? I got your last edition. And
that's like with the big issue, I think.
Yeah. No, the big issue is that the big issue warns white people at the traffic lights. And no, it's just terrible because I guarantee you in a couple of months, he will have a high up government position.
Mm.
Here's the hot take. Zweli Mkhize in a couple of months will be a high ranking government official again.
Okay.
And it breaks.
150 million. Rand. It's crazy.
The thing is, it's like COVID deaths. Like when the COVID, the numbers start stacking up and that.
Yeah.
It's easy to not really understand that number. And we don't really, you know, because, not because you don't care, but because it's just become a big number.
Yeah.
There's some old war quote that one death is a tragedy. 100,000 deaths is a statistic.
Yeah. It's also 300 breakfasts in Zululand, so.
A statistic? What, Chloe? We were talking about dead people and then you try to speak about
breakfast. I'm talking about the Zululand district municipalities, 5 million rand breakfast.
It's just like in a country where we have such issues,
yeah,
people are more freaked out about, yeah, like Dave Chappelle's special, than money being absolutely stolen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, could you have thought of a better word for it? Digital vibes.
Yeah. I want to do a media company like that. You can imagine their slogan or their intro video. Digital vibes.
Just vibes, Bri.
Just vibing. Just vibing. 150.
Just vibing.
150 milli? Fuck them, yeah. Honestly. Sorry, I got a bit ranty there.
Yeah.
But I felt like I wanted to say that.
No, fair enough. South Africa is a weird place and we've also got some very weird laws.
Okay. This sounds like a lovely segue. Let's hear some weird South African laws.
Okay. So, this law has since been abolished because people protested about it.
Okay.
But it was illegal for children and teens under the age of 16 to show PDA. Then people took to posting on social media of them displaying acts of PDA.
For those of you who are idiots. PDA is a public display of affection. And I actually am a fan of that. I think that PDA law should be extended, brought back, ages. And for all ages. I hate PDA. I think we've discussed it on the podcast.
Yeah.
They're like, it's gross. Chloe, where's that hockey stick? I'll just keep you away with that. No. Or actually, you know what? Give people kisses in public. Live your lives. Be romantic.
You do you. Okay. So in South Africa, there's also three different types of marriages. Civil marriages, customary marriages, which is polyamory, and civil unions. So some legislators are gunning for a new law that requires a man's first wife to consent to polyamory off the bat.
Jeez.
That means that in South Africa...
Wanted in writing.
Yeah. But that means anytime you get married into South Africa, they're wanting for you to, no matter who you are, to consent to polyamory.
Oh, again, another law I support. So these should just be relabeled South African weird laws that Samuel supports.
Your first wife just has to be like, I'm okay. I'm okay with you getting another wife.
You see here, this is where I come back to my arguments of equality. I think that should be allowed. But then your wives should be able to have multiple husbands.
Yeah, if you want to go that way.
Yeah. But I don't know. I don't know if marriage... Is marriage good, Chloe?
Oh, if you'd asked me 6 months ago, I probably would have said no.
When we started dating, sheesh.
No.
Anyway.
But I do think that marriage is a good thing. I think it offers legal protection. From a legal standpoint, I don't know if it makes sense. People change and divorce rates are high, unfortunately. So you're not guaranteed to be with someone for the rest of your life. But from a legal standpoint, I do think it makes sense.
It used to be special if like your parents were divorced. You know, you'd be like, no divorce jokes. And you're like, come here, you. And really look after you. Now everyone's divorced. Even like my parents are divorced. Like, give a fuck. It's more weird if your parents are together.
Yeah, well, both of our parents are together, so...
Who knows? Time will tell. No, obviously, people must just do exactly what they want to do. That's my biggest takeaway in life, without hurting other people.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's a dangerous... I shouldn't be in charge of any of these big ideas. Will you get married to me?
Yes.
Now?
No.
We're getting better. That was like half a proposal and it had like a 50-50 sort of success rate.
Mm-hmm.
You know what also is a good feel-good story?
What?
South Africa is the number one rugby, or we have the number one rugby team in the world. I always just like bringing that in because it makes people happy. Truly, it does. What makes you happy, Chloe?
Sleeping while the rugby's going on. There's just something about it.
Sleeping makes you happy. That is truly disappointing to hear. What makes you happy? What gets you going? What do you go, this is what life is about?
I think having special moments and conversations with family and friends, that's what makes me happy.
Boring. Come on, Chloe. What about just snarfing lines, fat lines of cocaine while tequila gets thrown in your face and you're in Miami just simply losing your mind and a bald-headed chap comes up to you and you say nothing, but you know who it is. But you don't want to drag any attention to him and your eyes lock. And in that moment, you know you met Pitbull. That's what I'm after in life.
All right. I think you have to get on a trip to Miami.
Before I die, Pitbull will do a podcast with us. Maybe just me, because who knows where we will be, but I will interview Pitbull.
Rude.
You don't want to accept my marriage invitations? I can't. How can I then plan for
Samuel,
the future?
Leaving of this, I need a ring.
Isn't that also a bit petty? I feel, like I said, in a country where 7,500 rand is a high standard of living, you want a ring. Read the room, Chloe. Read the country.
Read the room, read the country.
Yeah.
I didn't say I needed an expensive
ring. It's not time for rings.
Ring.
Okay. Oh, well, what about those fruit-flavored sweets?
Love it.
That'd be a good ring.
I would.
What else you got for us, Clodaug?
Oh, okay. The other one, this is the last one, is that you need a license to buy a TV.
A TV license?
Yes.
But other countries have this as well. This is not unique to South Africa.
Really?
Yeah. The BBC...
Yeah.
And again, that's not big big, oh, say BBC three times quickly. It's not Big Black, you know what I'm talking about. It's
one of the most famous broadcasting
British
networks.
Broadcasting company, corporation.
Yeah, something like that.
Who knows? Anyway, that's where they initially got a lot of their money from, TV licenses.
Really?
And it's a model then we adapted, but now
it just
when
seems
the future.
So outdated.
Well, it's one of the earlier laws or white papers that, you know, they're trying to pass as a law or discuss as a law was about us paying fees for having Netflix, like TV license fees,
yes,
to have streaming services like Netflix.
They want to do that during lockdown, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no.
Oh, hell no.
Get out of here.
No, I'll just switch on my VPN and they won't know.
I'm too scared of VPNs.
You should be scared of not having a VPN.
Like, this was also in the episode of Black Mirror. Like, what's the worst that's going to happen?
Well,
they steal my data.
If you use public Wi-Fi and you don't have a VPN, people can steal your passwords.
And your browsing history, where does that go?
With a VPN, like if a site wants to find you, they get your IP address. If you have a VPN, they can't find you.
Oh my God. So say I'm in incognito mode.
No. Incognito mode means that it's just not saving your search history.
Oh, Jesus.
All of your sites, they can tell that your IP has accessed them. And every single video you watch, they can tell you watched it. So stay away from underage stuff.
What? Chloe, how are you announcing that to people? No, people aren't like,
no, I'm saying
let me get some underage stuff in here, huh? You got any underage stuff for me?
I think that some people can, you know, it's like if someone looks underage in porn, don't watch it.
Pierce,
report it.
I want people to know that I didn't bring up this talking point. It was Chloe now.
What do you mean?
Getting defensive there. Also, I think it's the biggest joke in the world. People are like, I watch ethical porn. I don't think there's anything ethical about watching two other people have sex.
Really? What about people who are...
Again, I've said something without thinking. Yeah. Let me think about
it
quickly.
Like voyeurism is a big thing.
Oh, no. I mean, obviously, there is ethical, you know, if you're using underage people and all these sort of things and people against their world. No, that's again, that's illegal. I more laugh at the idea that it's like, I watch ethical porn. I'm like, come on.
What I'm trying to say is obviously underage porn shouldn't exist, obviously. But I think that there is a sort of like fetish for like, it's like teen, but you're 18, 19.
Okay.
So they are overage, but just stay away from that stuff.
What if an 18-year-old's watching this?
What do you mean?
He wants to see what's out there.
No. I'm just saying be careful
online. No, but I'm saying an 18-year-old's legal. They're an adult. This has been a bizarre talking point.
Yes.
One that I'm not entirely sure what we're even talking about.
Yeah.
But it's also we live in this time where I have to be like, sex trafficking is bad. Underage pornography is bad. Obviously. I'm just saying, I think it's a bizarre statement to say that you watch ethical porn. It just sounds ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Thank God I got that in.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you know that human trafficking is at an all-time high?
Oh, that's not a good...
sex trafficking.
That and what did you say earlier? Interest rates are all the way up.
I didn't say
not
that.
A good time to invest.
Not
that's terrible.
Yeah.
Liam Neeson needs to get his racist act together and start start taking out these traffickers.
Mm. Yeah.
Remember Joseph Kony? That makes me feel like I live in a simulation because that's all everyone could talk about for 6 months.
Yeah.
And then absolutely nothing. The filmmaker had like a nervous breakdown,
really?
Was masturbating in Times Square. This is all real.
What?
Look,
is this the Kony or Comey?
Kony.
Is that what we watched?
Kony 2012, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and the filmmaker lost his mind. It turns out if you are masturbating in like New York publicly, people start to take you less seriously. So keep that in mind. But yeah, and of course it still happens. They're child soldiers in all sort of parts of West Africa.
That's what you're talking about. I was thinking something different. The Comey rule. He was a politician with Trump, but that wouldn't have happened. What was his name?
Sometimes I feel Chloe lives in an alternate universe and then doesn't listen.
FBI.
Yeah, Chloe doesn't listen much. Everyone gives me shit for not listening. I actually listen. Chloe just comes with her own nonsense. Like that, we're talking about child soldiers in Africa, and now she's talking about the FBI.
It is what it is.
What it is what it isn't. That's a coughing coming from the other room.
It is what it is.
Are you ready for overrated, underrated?
Because I'm ready.
Maybe this will test if you actually listen. So you're allowed a bit of extra time here. I want you to explain why they're over or underrated.
Okay.
Kim Jong-un, overrated or underrated?
This is very, very hard, overrated, underrated. Do you know what I mean? Okay.
If you don't answer, we're not going to let you do this anymore.
All right.
I'll find someone else.
He is overrated.
For what reason?
It's
like pulling teeth. Okay, next one. Jeez. Sorry, guys. I know you expect funny answers, but I don't know what's happening. Here we go again. Overrated or underrated half marathons?
Underrated. Everyone should do it at least once. Go okay. Try it. It can even be slow.
All right. Corruption. Overrated or underrated?
Underrated. It needs more attention to it. It's very bad.
How did you underrate?
You see, this is why I'm saying.
I fundamentally don't think you understand overrated.
Overrated, underrated. If you say that it's overrated, it's almost like it's not that bad. But underrated, it needs more attention to it.
No, Chloe. The whole point of overrated, underrated is one concept is underrated, which means it's kind of good and people should. If it's overrated, it's bad. That's literally...
I literally been doing overrated, underrated wrong for like 2 months.
That's why you get so much hate.
Underrated is good.
Yes.
And overrated is bad.
Essentially. That's like an easier way to think about
it. Okay, go again.
All right. If you're still with us, I apologize. Chloe recently had a lobotomy, so... That explains some of these things. But all right, Chloe. Kim Jong-un, overrated or underrated?
Overrated.
All right. Half marathons, overrated or underrated?
Underrated. That is the correct answer, I feel.
These are your answers. There's no right or wrong. But you're supposed to give context to your answer.
Okay.
Corruption. Is corruption overrated or underrated?
Overrated.
Okay. December?
Underrated. Turn up.
It's the best month of
the year. Turn up for the summer.
Is Mixit overrated or underrated?
I think underrated, but I never got to use it. I was too young.
Wow, too young for Mixit. Okay. FBI, we got him. It's me. Let's get him out of here. No, Matt. Mixit was perfectly rated because it was very scary, but very fun.
Why was it scary?
Because there were like anonymous chat rooms where shit went down. But then it was also like the first sort of messaging platform that I as a youth had access to. And I think that's the end of this access. Access to this podcast. Not the whole thing, just this episode.
Thanks for joining us. We really appreciate you guys joining us every Monday. It really means the world to us, especially if you've watched to the end.
Especially. You know, Mondays are tough for a lot of people. So kick back. We hope you've enjoyed, Kets. Don't be too hard on yourself, but also then go out and do things in the world. And so be hard on yourself. I think that's a good message.
Me too.
That's the show. Love you guys.
Bye.
Oh, you forgot to tell them to do all those things.
Oh, yes. Like, comment, subscribe, share this with a friend, and go rate us 5 stars, please, on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Can you rate on Spotify?
No, you can't.
On Apple Podcasts, please go rate us on Apple Podcasts.
Bye.